And now this is a dictation for Lois, L-O-U-I-S-E, Priest, P-S in Paul, R-I-E-S-T, March 947, addresses a letter, Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 465956. Dear Dr. Ernest, follow-up for Lois with advanced renal failure, probably hypertensive nephrosclerosis, last visit in February, denies hospital visit. I did an extensive review system. All of them was negative. Weight is stable. Blood pressure at home, 120s, 130s, over 70s and 80s. Medication list review. I will highlight bicarbonate, a low dose of Norvasc, low dose of Coric, on vitamin D125, on calcium replacement. Next paragraph, weight is stable, 164. Blood pressure by nurse was high, 176, 104, but she's always anxious coming here. No respiratory distress, normal speech, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no ascites tenderness, trace to minimal edema, left-sided AV fistula, no stealing syndrome. Next paragraph, chemistry, July, creatinine 2.7, she's being in the lower threes. Present GFR 17, stage 4, normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, normal glucose, chronically low platelets, mild anemia 11.4, normal white blood cell. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4 to 5, probably hypertensive nephrosclerosis, no obstruction or urinary retention, small kidneys bilateral, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, blood pressure in the office high, at home is normal, she needs to bring her machine, fistula is ready to be used, already on bicarbonate replacement for metabolic acidosis, already on vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism. I did not change medications until making sure that at home truly is high. There has been no need for EPO treatment. Other chemistry is stable. Continual labs on a regular basis. Plan to see her back on the next 4 months.